During this time after Easter, we follow the Acts of the Apostles as recorded by St. Luke. And the actions of the Apostles today spread out after the preaching of the Apostles to various lands and various people. Eventually, the Apostles wind up in Antioch. And they met with the church in Antioch, and they became the church in Antioch there. And the last line of this section from Acts 11 is something significant, just one phrase. It was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christian. Prior to this, anyone who followed Jesus were called followers of the way of the Christus, but the way. Here in Antioch, they finally are named Christian, and they become identified with Christ, and they carry his name, Christian. And that's you and me. That's where we got our name. Catholic comes later on when the creed is being composed, and the word Catholic refers to universal, as you know, and the Christian church was one holy Catholic and apostolic. So the four marks of the church are consolidated at the Council of Ephesus. And in the early church, they were the four marks that identified the church. But to be called Christian, you want to say, so what? Well, if we read this section of the Gospel of John, we find out what a Christian is all about. So we're finding out about our own heritage and our own origins. Jesus was confronted by some of the Jews in the portico of Solomon, and they had heard some of his words, and they heard and seen some of his actions, and they received references that he could possibly be the Christus, the Messiah, the one that we're waiting for. And they wanted to know specifically, and he said, you know, I've been telling you who I am, and my actions have told you who I am. And yet you still don't believe me, even though I am here because the Father has sent me, the Father that they know is God, our God, and their God. And as Jesus is saying this, he sort of evaluates what a Christian is, one who hears the voice of the Father, who hears the mission of Jesus coming from God the Father, one who hears his voice, Jesus' voice, and one who follows him. We come to church because of that. We come to church because we follow Jesus, and we listen to his voice in the scriptures and at the Mass, the prayers of consecration. We hear his voice, and what should be happening is like a regeneration of our faith in Jesus and his presence in our life, a renewal. Every time we come to church and we begin our prayers in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we're renewing our faith, and we're proclaiming our faith. If we have visitors, they'll watch and they'll hear what we do. But doing it is in response to the voice of Jesus. And it doesn't stop here, you know that. We'll talk about that as we move along. Following the voice of Jesus creates a relationship between us and Jesus. And that relationship ends up in our eternal life. The relationship of hearing his voice, doing his will, carrying out his Father's word in our lives every day in the world and here at church brings us into eternal life. Now, we were talking before Mass about burying people, our brothers and sisters who have passed, which is appropriate. And burying them in a holy place gives us consolation. But their death is already in the hands of God. And we pray that the quality of our lives here on earth, having listened to Jesus, having followed his works and his words, will bring us to eternal life after death. But our eternal life has already started here. It started with our temporal lives. It started with how we live our lives each day. It's almost like we're creating a contract with Jesus and we renew it every day. Every day we come to church. Every day we live out our Christian values. Every day we pray. Every day we do good. Continues the relationship between us and Jesus. And continues our road, you might say, to eternal life. Now, look at the world today, specifically today, with all of the screaming and shouting and anti-Semitism going on in so many uninformed and, I have to say, ignorant people. To hate one class of people because they are Jews is a disgrace. Now, we as Christians, as our Jewish brothers and sisters are celebrating Passover this week, we as Christians need to recall what Jesus is telling us, that we have to listen to the Father's word that comes through him. And that word was love. And it carries on to every aspect of his life. Respect, healing, goodness, charity. And to stand by and hear the idiots, and I have to call them idiots because they're promulgating evil, pure and simple, by condemning Jews, promoting anti-Semitism, and then you listen to what they are advertising. I'm not even going to say the name of the group they advertise. They're advertising death and destruction. They're advertising evil. Not all Muslims are evil. We know that. Not all Christians are good. We know that. So we listen carefully and watch young people who are supposedly intelligent, supposedly being educated in great universities, march through the streets shouting hate, shouting the end of a civilization, shouting that phrase from the river to the ocean, which means annihilation of our Jewish heritage, we realize that's only the work of the devil. They are not listening to God's word. They are not listening to that Jew, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who came to preach peace and love and respect. Jesus loved the Palestinians. Jesus loved the Jews, the Israelites, and never condemned them. He often was sarcastic toward them and sometimes even called them hypocrites, but he never condemned them. Their actions, yes, he did. But as a people, that was his flesh. That was his historical self, the Jews of the time of Jesus. And they are still our brothers and sisters in the faith. They precede the Christian church. They precede the people of Antioch, where we were first called Christian. So, we can't come to church and go home and say nothing and do nothing. We have to keep the conversation going to let people know where we are. We are followers of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. We hear his voice, and we want to act on his voice. And nothing in any of his conversations, as recorded in the Gospels, talks about hate, talks about annihilation of a people. That's not the voice of God. And we're not only listening to the Christian God, we're listening to God, the only God, who sent us his own Son in the flesh. And evil people put him to death. But God the Father had the last word, resurrection. That's why we're here, because we listen to the word of Jesus Christ as given to us through the Spirit and inspired by the Father. And our part in that contract toward eternal life is to live his word as we publicize our faith with pride, as we practice our faith with pride, as we pray, and this is a key for us, for the enemies of Christianity and the Jewish people. We pray for conversion. We pray for them that they open their eyes and open their brains to what is really just and what is really God's will in the world. Peace.